Next case.
Case number 13177, Laura V. Biersch, seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Section 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Shady Ridge Drive. The 911 address is 127 Shady Ridge Drive in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 579. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 15-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharples, where are you in?
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Laura Wirch, 221 Thomas Street in Bel Air, Maryland.
Where we're from, the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Essentially, I am just resubmitting an application for a variance for our lot in Rehoboth Beach that I had actually submitted in 2021. It was, I think we had the hearing in September, and it was approved in November and then became final, obviously, in December. Subsequent to that, I think, as I said in my application, I sadly lost both of my parents, so the house got put on hold. We are back on target now. We actually have plans in the works. So I'll just briefly go down the criteria and certainly answer any questions. The property is unique because it's about 80% wetlands. It's a third of an acre, but in actuality, there's a very narrow window building envelope. The variance would allow me to place a small home that is in keeping with the other homes in the neighborhood because it would give us a little bit more depth. We can't go all the way back to setback wall, the retaining wall, because we've been advised that we should at least leave a foot or two in case there are going to be repairs there. It cannot otherwise be developed. I think that goes with the uniqueness of the property. It wouldn't even fit without the variance a double-wide manufactured home. Obviously, these situations and conditions are not created by the applicant, me. It's obviously due to the land's natural topography and the federally protected wetlands. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. One thing that is different now than when we came before you in 2021 is that we do have a house plan. I had estimated at that time that there was going to be approximately 2,000 square feet on the home. We are working with our architect, and it's going to be, I think, just shy of 1,500 square feet. If you've been down that road, it's a dead end. The houses are very eclectic. It will not be the largest house there. It will not stand out. I think it will fit in nicely with the neighborhood. I am asking for the minimum variance. Again, that just gave us a little bit more on the building envelope to be able to put, we're gonna, instead of going with a front porch because we don't have very much space, we're just doing sort of an overhang. So we will still be 25 or feet, closer to 30 feet off of the pavement. I think that's everything. So if you have any questions. There is nothing about the lot itself or the topography or the wetlands or anything like that that has changed since our application in 2021. The only thing that's changed is the house we're going to put on the lot is slightly smaller.
So if your position is that uniqueness is federally protected wetlands are what are encumbering development, why couldn't anybody use that argument to get around environmental protections anytime they want to develop in a way that violates those protections?
Well, I don't think we're violating the protections. Wade Thompson, the prior owner, had created a certain amount of buildable land by spending the money on the retaining wall and getting the lifetime permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. He did everything that he could do to essentially make some kind of building envelope for that. It's actually three lots. We friends own and family own the other two. So they're all three sort of in the same situation. I don't think it's violating anything in terms of the wetlands. We're trying to do what we can to protect the wetlands. I think the variance that we're asking for is in keeping with what others have done in the neighborhood to account for the fact that there's a lot of wetlands behind. There are, for example, variances along the street, Shady Ridge Drive, where people have been permitted to put a pool in the front yard, lessen the variance, the setback, and put a pool in, and then put the required, I think it's 6 feet high fence right up there along the road. Because everybody's facing the issue of there really can't be much of a backyard, and certainly nothing done beyond that retaining wall.
Board members, the one thing that I'll note, and Ms. Norwood would know this as well, there are lots in the county that now that have wetlands on them. I think this is one of those lots. You would not be able to create a subdivision with that now. We have wetlands regulations, but this was a lot that appears to have been created prior to those regulations being put in place. If you were to try to do this now, the wetlands would have had to be in a separate common area for the benefit of the community itself, and there would have been setbacks from the actual wetlands themselves. So I think what the applicant is doing here, if I'm reading the site plan and your application correctly, is building outside of the wetland area in the building envelope, but partially outside of the building envelope. Is that correct, Ms. Bursch?
Well, it wouldn't be outside of the building envelope created by Mr. Thompson, except for the front yard.
That's what I'm saying. You're outside the building envelope for the front part.
Currently, it would be it's 55 by 23. We're asking that it be the 15 be added to the 23. So that's jutting forward towards the road is the section that we would be building outside of the current building envelope.
So the building envelope is 23 feet deep?
Yes, sir.
And now you're asking for it to be 38 feet deep?
Correct. And I will say that the plans that we have at the moment, the house itself is 32 feet deep. I want to say the overhang's about 4 feet. So it's not going to go, as I indicated before, it's just slightly smaller than what we originally anticipated. So it's all going to be a little bit condensed.
One thing I did notice from the prior application, my recollection was that there was no steps from the house, or the steps are going to be within what you're proposing. Is that still the case?
It is, sir. The front is actually, rather than steps coming up to a front porch, it's actually just going to go into a door, and the steps are going to be inside the house. So there'll be an overhang on the front door, and the steps, when you go in, you'll be going at the ground level. You'll go up a bit.
Does the property slope towards the retaining wall? What's the drop there?
I don't know. I can't recall.
Is it a substantial drop? Like if you walk in the first floor of the house, you're second, okay.
No, nor is
not
it
like a bi-level.
Nor is it substantial enough that it really made it worthwhile or reasonable to do a walkout basement. You know, if it had been a real drop, the houses on either side of us, many of those have the walkout basement because they're looking at more of a drop.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously they inset the house a bit and then they're just walking out. It's somewhere in the middle of that. It's not level, but it's not deep.
Maybe
enough.
A couple feet.
Yeah, it would have really made the house for us way too tall if we had gone with that sort of basement area and then gone on top of that. So it's more just a slope. You can easily walk it. There's no sharp drop off until you get to the retaining wall, and then it's just the wall and then just a little bit beyond with the wetlands.
And I think you testified to it earlier, but I was looking at the findings from the prior meeting. My recollection there was that the engineer had said, don't get too close to the retaining wall for integrity of the house and the retaining wall. Is that the case?
Correct. We've been working with Ed Lunay for the wetland situation, and I believe he had actually also worked with Mr. Thompson in getting that one-time lifetime permit, I forget what you call it exactly, from the Army Corps of Engineer, and his recommendation to us was keep it off a bit, a foot or two, in case you need a repair, or, you know, so you can have access, and that's what we intend to do.
may have already answered this, but is this plan identical to the one that was approved in 2021, or is it?
It's smaller.
Okay, smaller.
We didn't actually have a building plan. It was just a projected plan at that point in time, because the research had shown us that 23 feet wasn't going to be wide enough for pretty much any plan we were looking at. At that point in time, we thought we were going to be around 2,000 square feet. The current house that we're building is, I want to say, 1,471-ish.
Are there other dwellings on this street that have similar setbacks that you're proposing?
Well, I can't say similar in exactly how many feet, but I can tell you that a lot of those houses are not 30 feet from the pavement. And clearly, for example, the one that I was just mentioning with the pool, basically when you drive past that house, you have a few feet from the pavement. You have the white pool, and the pool is in the front yard. So there are a lot of houses that, I didn't go back and look at all of the applications, but there are a lot of houses that are definitely not at the original setback distance. And most of those houses are like us. They have the wetlands in the back.
Other questions from the board? Sure.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
If you could have a seat in the front, please. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13177? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13177? I have two. Would you like to speak?
My name is Frank D'Elia. I'm located at 18594 Fir Drive, and that's in the Piney Glade section, which is the street over from this proposal.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. As you can see, well, you can't tell from this, there are actually three lots undeveloped, adjacent or behind your lot.
Adjacent.
Is yours?
We can have a conversation.
Sir, you got to ask.
Please address us.
Okay,
yes.
Sure.
We can ask her questions and we can ask
is
her.
Is the lot number 127? Is that, I'm not sure. Is it 579 now?
The lot we have is 127 Shady Ridge Drive, and the survey says lot number 25.
25. No, I'm not sure what 579. Lot this is, but there are three lots there actually that are undeveloped.
We're only here for the one.
Right, I understand. But what I'm saying is the decision on this is going to impact the other two lots also, because they're all in the same situation. They're going to require a setback. Now, my concern is, first of all, there are no storm sewers on that street. Water flows down that property. And the other thing is, the reduced setback, the parking situation is going to be, that street, Shady Ridge Drive, is very narrow right now. If there's less parking, I mean, if there's less frontage on that lot, where are they going to park? It's going to be a major concern. And then they're going to, if they can't park on the street, if it is, it's going to be an obstruction. Really, only one car wide. I don't know. There's no storm sewers on that street. It was an issue. I'm not quite certain how these lots, they were undeveloped. Really, mobile phones and manufacturing and single wides at that. Lots recently sold were. Retaining wall at the back of it and built spots up. So my main concern is the parking and the drainage of the properties in the area.
Do you have current drainage issues on the developed?
Well, no, not currently, only because those lots have been undeveloped.
And where do you live in comparison to this lot?
So not across, but one back. So I guess it would be. Yes.
How long have you lived there?
40 years.
40 years? When this came up in 2021, were you aware of it?
The approval? Yeah, no.
You were not aware of it?
No.
Aware of it? Okay.
No, I only became aware of it when the lots came up for sale, when they were starting to build that retaining wall at the back of the property. They had been undeveloped all those years, and there was all the other lots were developed except for those three lots. I couldn't even believe that there were three lots there.
When was the retaining wall built?
Maybe 5 years ago. That's because it just used to slope off into the creek, into the Munchie Creek. And then they filled in, which I know that I'm assuming other lots may have had to do. But this one, these were exceptionally shallow, these lots. And the house next to it, I'm not sure, is a single wide mobile home, which was placed there probably in the late 1980s. If you're going to reduce the frontage on it, the front setback, it's going to bring it extremely close to the street, which is really an issue on that street specifically. Well, and we don't want to set a precedent for the other two to be equally as close. And it does change the character of the neighborhood. These are really wooded lots on a rural street.
Mr. DeLeo, I wanted to show you something. Have you had a chance to look at the survey that was in the record?
No.
It might be helpful for. Do you have a way you could pull that up, Ms. Lepore? Because I note that because the survey that we have from September of 21 shows Shady Ridge Drive, but it shows the edge of paving, and there's appears to be a fairly significant gap between where the property line would be and Shady Ridge Drive. There you go. So that is the proposed dwelling there. And then that line at the bottom where it says edge of paving, that see a Shady Ridge Drive at the very bottom there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You see if you go to the far right, it says edge of paving?
Yes.
That's where the edge of paving is. But the Shady Ridge Drive easement goes all the way to that darker black line there. It's the front property line. So the house, as proposed, would be 15 feet or so from that front property line.
Okay.
It would not be 15 feet from the edge of paving of Shady Ridge Drive. It appears to be farther than that. There's also a survey that shows, I believe, the three lots that you're looking at. and it shows the wetlands and the uplands on those. That's actually the one for this property there. If you keep going down, Ms. Laporte, down a ways, you're going to have to go scroll down. And these were exhibits in the 2001 application. It should be go up further. I believe it's in the beginning part of this one. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're in the 2001. I need the actual. That's all right.
Because I know they remapped this some years ago, which affected a lot of the properties there. Is that in a flood zone?
The survey indicates that it is. The 2021 survey says parcel is in flood zone AE. Go back up. That one. So this is in the record here. And this, I think, shows the three lots that you were referring to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The lot that is in question, I believe, is the far one of the three. All the way to the right. No.
To the right?
To the right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which seems to be.
Yes.
Well, not really, because the road goes on a curve.
What I'm looking at is, if you see the wetlands area, the wetlands line is that hashed line there. So those three lots, the only area that they are, quote unquote, buildable would be in the uplands areas there.
Okay.
So I think those were the three lots that you were looking at.
Right.
And I just wanted to let you know there's something in the record that shows those three lots. So
right.
I wanted you to have a chance to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had any comments from it, but
I know that they were for sale. I know that there were three lots that were separately, the signs were on three separate lots. It seems like a very small, I don't know what the frontage of those are. I can't see.
It appears to be 75 feet for this lot, and then the other two are on curves, so.
So it's a little harder.
Yeah.
But most of the lots in that area are. My concern is, I know you're saying that actually it's not 15 feet from. Where is the parking?
Well, we could ask the applicant that question to see if she has any response to
it. And there also, my neighbor, our house is across the street from this driveway. I don't think it's opposite this lot. It's probably opposite the one.
Do you have wetlands on your lot? Do you know?
I do not.
You do not?
Properties on a slope. My property to my neighbor's property, and then.
Questions? Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like an opportunity to speak?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ruth Ann Curley, 126 Shady Ridge Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And is your property across the street from this property?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
not directly, it's one over.
Is the number 612 there?
Probably. And it does, my lot slopes down towards the road, but my only comment is I thought it was going to be 15 feet from the road, and most of the houses are back at least 30 feet, and that is going to be much, much closer to the road, and it's going to stick out like a sore thumb, I believe.
Now, when you say from the road, you mean from the edge of paving of the road or from the property lines?
From the property line.
From the property line?
Mm-hmm.
So when you heard that it's actually 15 feet from the pavement and then another additional 15 feet from there, does that change your feeling about it all?
Slightly, but all the rest of the houses, there is a pool in the front yard, but most of the houses were back quite a bit.
When you, how about on Shady Ridge Drive on the opposite side of the road from you where this property is?
Mm-hmm.
Are houses on that side of the road 30 feet back typically?
Yes. And this is just a personal opinion. If they've got three lots, why can't they go long and more shallow?
I don't know. We have it in the record that they own the three lots.
They're in different names, but it's all family and friends.
Questions? Thank you. If you would like to step up, we'll and address a couple of the concerns.
We are not intending to change the slope. Putting a house on the lot when the lot slopes back towards the wetlands is not going to create drainage that suddenly goes uphill and into the street. It's going to slope downward as it does now. We're responsible for the storm management and water management that will basically be around the foundation of our house. So it's not going to magically start flowing uphill because there's a house on there. The retaining wall was built well before 5 years ago. I think I actually bought the lot in 2020. It had been on the market for a couple of years, and Mr. Thompson had done the retaining wall before that. So it's been there for some time. To respond to the gentleman's comment, these, at least as of the time I began looking at them, they were never wooded lots. They had already been cleared by the time I looked at them. There was some underbrush, but there certainly wasn't trees or anything like that. There will be no parking issue. We do not intend to use the street to park any more than anyone else would. When you come into the house, there's going to be a garage on the left-hand side. Part of the reason the house is smaller, so that we're not on the street. We're not going to be blocking anything on the street or creating any narrowing, because it is a narrow street. We don't have any intention of changing that. The other issue is we have friends next to us, a friend of mine from college and her husband, and beyond that is my best friend's sister and brother-in-law. I certainly would call these people family, but they're not going to be people we're living with, and we're not going to create a, you know, 80-foot-long, single-wide mobile home so we can all live together. It's going to be great to have a family compound, but the purpose of the three lots was so that we could each build individual houses and small individual houses that I believe that are going to be in keeping with the neighborhood. I don't see a 1,500 square foot house in that neighborhood sticking out at all. I think it would be a very, very pleasant addition.
I don't know if this was mentioned yet. Is there a HOA approval or anything needed?
Not, no, there are HOA, my understanding is the HOA has to, you have to submit your plans, your building plans to the HOA, but I am not aware of any approval once you purchase the lot to actually build on it. Nor was that raised to me at any point at the prior hearing. And I've also had conversations with the neighbor, and I apologize if I forgot your name, Curly, Ms. Curly. When we've been there looking at the property and no objection was ever made, she did state to me that we should submit a copy of the building plans, but nothing about any other type of approvals that would be necessary.
Where's the garage on the proposed?
You come into the lot.
I'm just looking at the, yeah. I'm looking at the survey.
I don't know exactly yet. So like I said, we're not totally finished. But if you're coming off of here, you're going to come in. When you get here, there's going to be a foyer area. And on each side of that foyer area, inside underneath roofing, is the little garages on the side. And then the one level above that.
Yeah, I see the covered porch in the front.
That's the old one. You're looking at the
2021 one?
Correct. That was the hypothetical house. And as I indicated, this one will not have a front porch.
So basically, the variance you're seeking is, well, as you said, it's a hypothetical house. So there's no firm plans. You're going to, if that was approved, then you would use those parameters to develop the plan for the house based on that?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Let me, if you want to have a seat. Is there anyone else who is present that is in opposition of case number 13177? Okay. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
board need more time on this one?
Is this something we can table? Is this something we can, I'm sorry, we would,
you can,
closed.
Yeah, you could, you can table it. Yeah, if the board need more time to think about it, you can table it till the next meeting. Bring it up as old business.
Vote on it tonight, your.
Could vote on it tonight.
We'll need a motion either way, so.
Hi, Mr. Chairman. I move that we approve case number 13177, Laura Birch. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property is situated on wetlands with a retaining wall in which you need to be a little bit away from. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
I was on the board when this was first brought through, and I approved this, but there was concrete plans of what was going on. I think this is I don't like the idea of approving a concept, so I'm going to say nay. But with a vote of 3-1, case number 13177 has been approved. Have a good evening. Next application.
Case number 13178, Kate Judefind and Ronald Herman seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Section 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the end of Herman Lane. The 911 address is 25035 Herman Lane in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 39.11. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a screen porch.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please? Oh, there you go.
Jamie Judefine. My address is 34 Quail Hollow Drive, Hockessin, Delaware, 19707.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. We are here tonight to present our request for a dimensional variance related to a very small rear setback encroachment by a screened-in porch. The screened porch was constructed approximately 8 years ago as a typical residential improvement intended to enhance the home's livability and enjoyment. At the time, the porch was built in good faith, believing the structure was fully within the property boundaries and consistent with how porches are normally attached to the back of a home. For 8 years, the porch has been safely used without any issues, complaints, or concerns from neighbors. The setback conflict was not visible on the ground and remained completely unknown until recently, when my family decided to sell the property and the buyer's survey revealed the 2.5-foot encroachment. This was the first time the issue came to light. This property has a unique physical condition that directly affects compliance with the zoning code. As shown in the materials, the existing dwelling is oriented at an angle on the lot rather than parallel to the rear property line. Because the setback line is straight and fixed at 20 feet, that angled orientation causes only one rear corner of the porch to encroach approximately 2.5 into the setback. The property is not located within a residential subdivision. The rear of the property is bordered by wooded and forested land, and there is no dwelling directly behind the screened-in porch. Because of the existing placement and orientation of the dwelling, strict compliance would require removal or substantial reconstruction of the screened-in porch, even though the encroachment is limited to only 2.5 feet at one rear corner. Therefore, the porch cannot otherwise be developed. Again, the porch was built in good faith, believing it was a straightforward residential improvement, and it was constructed entirely within the property line and attached directly to the back of the home. The setback complex not visible on the ground, it arises only because of the home's unusual angled placement. Once we became aware of the setback issue, we immediately took steps to correct it. We've obtained a proper building permit and a certificate of occupancy, and I'm not sure if that made its way into the materials, but I do have a copy here. And we're here today to just resolve the remaining dimensional issue through this variance process. Lastly, the porch is a customary residential feature and the encroachment is minimal. The rear of the property, again, borders wooded land and there's no dwelling directly behind the porch. The variance will not impair light, air, privacy, access, or development potential for any adjacent property, nor will it alter the character of the neighborhood. This request represents the minimum variance necessary, only 2.5 feet at a single corner, and no additional relief is being sought.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
We might have some questions for you.
Okay.
It is just a corner. So it's at its furthest point, stretching out to the rear, at that point in that corner, is 2.5 feet.
Yes, it's right at the tippy top of, if you pull up the survey, it's right at the very tippy top of the edge of the porch here. So it's wholly within the property line, but it's just that building setback line, 2.5 feet.
It's not even the entire length of this porch. It doesn't even look like it, just like it's literally a...
Yeah, it's an itty-bitty corner.
No one's ever, I know you've already said this, but no one's complained about it. Nobody's had issue with it.
No.
No problem with staying on the property and maintaining property, like if they're cutting grass, anything like that, power washing.
No, there's plenty of land behind the porch. There's also a fence on the other side of the porch. So, it keeps within the character of the property, but some of the pictures that I uploaded do show that the porch backs right up to the trees, but you can walk back there freely. Yeah, it's that little itty bitty encroachment right under the 17.5. We followed that down, it's that little triangle.
Questions from the board? Sharp?
I see you're an attorney. Are you testifying or are you presenting?
I'm presenting. Okay. No, I'm sorry, I'm testifying.
Okay, testifying. Yes. I just want to make sure for the record, I didn't notice that earlier. So this is all your personal knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. So the thing I was looking at was who built the porch? Was there a contractor involved?
There was a contractor.
Did the applicant rely on the contractor to their detriment?
I would say yes.
Okay. So they were under the impression all permits and all those things were taken care of?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. Like I said, this all came about because my family is trying to sell their home. But yes, we were under the impression that this was built with all permits in place. You know, we just relied on the contractor.
I see there's septic tank lids between the... You know, that driveway and the house on the site plan.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the septic system located? I mean, that's the septic tank lids, but the drain field and all that. Do we know where that's located?
I would have to call my witnesses.
They could come up if you wish to bring them up. You can come on up, ma'am. We'll have to get you sworn in, though. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kate Judifine. My address is right now is 33953 Woodland Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing? And the question was about the location of the septic system. I see the septic tank lids showing on the site plan, but I don't see the...
Okay, so that...
You can go up if it's okay. Easier.
This fenced in area right here. Right here. The field line is in here, and the septic is right around this area where they're going to actually do an inspection on Thursday. And then the whole drain line is in here. So there's nothing on here.
So kind of that fenced-in area is not somewhere that you could have built a porch because...
No, not at all.
You can go back up. Did you... you hired a contractor to help construct this?
Yes.
And you relied on that contractor to your detriment? Is that true? Okay. When was the porch built?
It was about 8 years ago. It could be... I'm not quite... I can't remember exactly.
When did you buy the property?
In 2015.
So it was the house there at that time?
Yes.
Okay, so you're working with an existing dwelling and then you added the screen porch.
Yes.
I see the lands to the north by the state of Delaware.
Yes, it's what, Red Forest.
Okay, so it backs up to Woodlands.
Yes.
Do you have any mosquito problems in the rear yard?
Not if you're on the porch.
Okay. But if you were on, like, your paver patio, would you have bug problem, mosquito problems at times?
Not anything unusual.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Other questions from the board? If you want to have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13178? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13178? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13178 for Kate Judifine and Ronald Herman. The property has unique physical conditions because the owner of the property relied on a contractor to their detriment, and it caused a de minimis incursion that caused it to be out of compliance with the code. That was not created by the applicant. Due to such conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and this variance is therefore necessary. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially impair the appropriate use of the adjacent property. And this variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13178 has been approved. Have a good evening.